What I do want is to feel good.
We visited with a young father who was at his wit's end because his son was wetting the bed every night. This father was not only frustrated about the physical disruption of finding wet bedding and clothing every morning, but he was concerned about the emotional ramifications because it had been going on for such a long time. And frankly, he was embarrassed by his son's behavior. "He's too big for this," he complained to us. We asked him, "When you come into the bedroom in the morning, what happens?" "Well, as soon as I walk into his room, I can tell by the odor that he's wet the bed again," he told us. "And how do you feel about that?" "Helpless, angry, frustrated. This has been going on for a long time, and I don't know what to do about it," he said. "What do you say to your son?" "I tell him to get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub. I tell him he's too big for this, and that we've talked about this before." We told this father that he was actually perpetuating bedwetting. We explained to him, when the way you feel is controlled by a condition, you can never influence a change in the condition. But when you're able to control the way you feel within a condition, then you have the power to influence change in the condition. For example, when you enter your son's bedroom and become aware that something that you do not want has happened, if you would stop for a moment to think about that thing that has happened that you do not want, asking yourself what it is that you do want, and then further enforcing that side of the pivotal equation by asking yourself why you want it, not only would you immediately feel better, but you would soon begin to see the results of your positive influence. "What do you want?" we ask. He said, "I want my little one to wake up happy and dry and proud of himself and to not be embarrassed." This father felt relief as he focused upon what he wanted, because in making that effort, he found harmony with his desire. We told him, "As you're thinking those sorts of thoughts, then what will be oozing out of you will be harmony with what you do want rather than harmony with what you do not want. And you'll be more positively influencing your son. Then words will come out of you such as, 'Oh, this is all part of growing up, and all of us have been through this, and you're growing up very fast. Now get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub.'" This young father called very soon after that and happily reported that the bedwetting had stopped.